When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. Well, look, it should be quite a week. A W already in hand for the Eagles and another big game coming up in 3 days. We'll be all over today. You know, very dominant performance, obviously, by the Eagles yesterday. Fourth quarter was a total joke. I mean, it was just the game was so over in the fourth quarter. So congrats to the Eagles on putting a heck of a football game out there. Now it's 7-2, first place in the division. And obviously on the Detroit Lions' heels for the best record in the NFC. We'll talk about it today and do it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Good morning, Johnny.
White is not the preferred color for toilet paper in France. Do you want to guess what the preferred color is, Joe?
Brown.
Oh, man.
It just seemed like the answer that would get at least a laugh.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
You know?
Man, I wish I didn't
laugh. Of course, for me, it could be red, but that's a whole other matter.
Oh, no!
I give you a drop of the week right out of the gate, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man!
Right out of the gate, I give you a drop of the week. Hello.
That's sort of sad, though,
it's very sad.
To know that. That's really
gross.
The case still?
It's very sad.
We need to address this.
We don't have to get to the bottom of it. It's actually been dealt with.
Got it. See what you did there.
All right. What do you got? Because I got to talk Eagles. What
pink,
do you got? What?
It's pink. The preference for pink toilet paper dates back to the 1960s when France started recycling their toilet paper. And they added pink to match decor and bathrooms.
There you go. All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to a season with, I think, now legit Super Bowl aspirations. I mean, it's... You know, it's been a hell of a year, and for the Eagles to be at 7-2 is really impressive. I think yesterday was the first time when the word Super Bowl talk felt warranted. You know, they were talking about it during the broadcast, Nance and Romo, and I don't think it's crazy talk. I think it should be warranted. I mean, the defense was phenomenal. Now, again, and I'll say one more again because it's five now, they have faced a team that is just a fiasco. So it makes it all kind of complicated and hard to figure out exactly what we got here in town. But what we know for sure is we have a 7-2 team that is extremely likely to make the playoffs, that has a great shot for, you know, home games in the postseason, and has a lot of talent on offense. Jalen yesterday, it was a confusing one to evaluate. In the end, and for most of the second, I mean, it was phenomenal once he got going. He was obviously slow to get going. So you have that reality. But the defense was great. Hurts did do a lot of great things. I mean, his running has really improved. He's picking his spots. You know, if he can get 3 to 5 times a game where he uses those legs to get a first down or put pressure on a defense, it changes the dynamic. He obviously had some beautiful throws. The one to AJ for about 35 yards was fantastic, but he was very slow to start. I am struck by a lot of things, but the main thing I come back to this morning is I do think we have a legitimate Super Bowl team. Let me back that up. Wrong phrase. I do think we have a team that legitimately we should be discussing the Super Bowl about, but I admit, knowing that these five teams stink, Cleveland, Giants, Cincy, Jacksonville, and Dallas, and they do stink, it confuses the situation. But we'll take your thoughts today at 215-592-9494. And obviously, it was great to see them win a game going away yesterday where they could rest starters in the fourth quarter. I mean, for a huge stretch of the fourth quarter and get ready for Washington, which really does feel like the first big showdown game the Eagles have had in a long time. John, talk to me, my man.
Our defense has allowed 4 touchdowns in the last 5 games.
That's amazing.
That was I heard Ruben say that. Let's start there. That's incredible. We have played bad teams, but we have defeaten bad teams soundly. And that's all we can ask as fans, really. It needs to look a certain way while doing that, I guess. But I think it has looked the way we need it to look. These young defenders, we know how special the young defenders are. That's really exciting. And now, major thank you Howie Roseman for these young defenders, Quinn Yan.
He nailed some.
Cooper DeJean. Just seeing some of the, man, excitement that that can generate, that's great. And by the way, seeing linebackers go out there and generate, N'Kobe Dean, generate excitement. Also, Zach Bond, a guy who is on a one-year deal still, which is crazy. Our offense... on the other side of things, we know that they're sheerly dominant. The defense, it's different now. It's linebacker driven and it's exciting and it just feels tougher. Our defense, that's what we want. Tougher.
That's right.
And that's what we got. And it's awesome. And then our offense is sheerly dominant. And Joe, for those of you who are way too harsh on Jalen, I thought it was interesting to look around the rest of the NFL yesterday. Jalen had a bad first half by our standards because he just wasn't productive. He turned the ball over, and that was something that we grew unaccustomed to in recent weeks. It's been like a month since he's turned the ball over. Meanwhile, Jared Goff, the quarterback for the team that I heard was the best in the NFC prior to them playing yesterday, and they came back and won a game yesterday, which was crazy. But Jared Goff, his team won despite the fact he threw 5 interceptions yesterday.
Yep.
5 interceptions thrown by that quarterback. When I look around the rest of the league and I look, Jared Allen, he threw 2 interceptions yesterday.
Josh
Allen, my gosh. Josh Allen, 2 interceptions yesterday. The best quarterbacks are imperfect, just like ours. And ours is one of the best. The Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes yesterday, they trailed the Broncos 14-3 at the half. Patrick Mahomes came back. He ended up having, 266 yards. He had a touchdown. It was a slog. It wasn't pretty. He missed an open Kelsey in the end zone. He makes mistakes too. His rating, his rating ended up being 92. Jalen's team dominated in the second half yesterday. I look at Jalen's rating was 115. You look around, Jalen's doing things that other quarterbacks can't do. And then the best quarterbacks out there, they have some off days, some off plays as well. The bottom line is Patrick Mahomes is leading his team to an undefeated season. And it seems like, man, how in the world do you beat the Chiefs? Because he's going to figure out a way.
Or they're going to block a field goal on the end or whatever.
That's crazy too. And when all hope is lost and the Chiefs haven't, and Mahomes doesn't beat you, then they go and block your field goal and win anyway. That it's crazy. It really does.
Look, I don't think the Chiefs are really all that good.
They're probably hanging on by a string, and no one thinks they're really undefeated feeling.
Right.
But they're playing good football, good enough football. We are playing bad teams. Jalen made some mistakes. That happens. I'm fine with that. The Cowboys did. They tried to throw a bunch of stuff at us and a bunch of stuff at our offense. They threw crazy looks for us to pick up and sort out up front, and the offensive line struggled with it at first, and you could see that we worked some things out. Jalen, he's still late at times delivering the football, and that's frustrating. And as I said, the O-line, not always trustworthy, especially when you got 2 new guys in there and they're having to swap off stunts and things like that. And they were heating it up on us. When it was all said and done, though, the offensive line did a good enough job. And few teams can hang with us.
Let me tell you who deserves a lot of credit today and probably a lot more than he's going to get on this show, because I just think a lot of people don't want to give it to him. Sirianni deserves a lot of credit. Now, again, much like the Jalen conversation and much like the defense conversation, you got to recognize who you play is a factor. I mean, these 5 teams, the Eagles have faced 13-35 is their combined record. So it's like the evaluation of Jalen, the evaluation of the defense, and the evaluation of Sirianni all go into the same bundle of confusion based on who they've played. However, guys, let's be real. 5 weeks ago, I don't think there was really anyone that thought they were going to be 7-2. I don't think there was anyone that thought they'd win the last 2 games crushing the prior opponent. Now, yesterday was made a lot easier by, you know, Dak not playing. That Cooper Rush guy was brutal. And it really looked to me like the Dallas Cowboys quit in the second half. It really did. And credit the Eagles for taking their will. But also, I mean, let's be real. Harder games are coming. Detroit, San Francisco, perhaps in the playoffs. You know, any number of other teams. I mean, San Fran now has my antenna up, my attention. They look like they're going to probably be top two or three in the conference.
And they barely won yesterday, though.
I understand. But they got McCaffrey back, and, you know, they'll probably be in the mix. Let's put it that way. Look, there's a lot to digest from this game. It was a tremendous third quarter as the Eagles just took the will of Dallas and just stomped on that star. And it's great to feel excited. Now, how to evaluate the whole thing? Look, that's a job of all of us at 215-592-9494.
It's crazy everyone's looking forward to this game already, moving forward.
You know what
to
it is, John?
Thursday.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. It's sad
it's
that we're not going to enjoy beating the Dallas Cowboys.
No, it's not that. No, we're going to enjoy it, but look, there's another game in 3 days.
It's a game against a really good team who happened to lose a heartbreaker of a game, and that bothers me. They're going to be that much edgier.
It doesn't bother me. And it's your first place in the division in mid-November.
It's the biggest game of the season easily so far.
It's the biggest game they've had in a while. It's the biggest game they've had probably since the San Fran game last year when the Eagles got walloped, where you feel like it's a mano y mano. Let's roll. All right, let me get the joke of the day out of the way. James, were you surprised Sirianni didn't go for it on 4th and 22, first quarter?
Nailed it.
All right, let me ask this one.
I saw your tweet.
Yeah, I know. All jokes aside, I was really surprised at one thing in the first quarter. And if I was a Cowboys fan, I'd be annoyed. And I'm curious if you guys thought this. So when Dallas fumbled the ball, and Cooper Rush specifically, and Eagles defensive lineman recovered it.
Milton Williams.
Was that who it was, Moses? So I thought Cooper Rush recovered it and was touched while down, and Milton Williams ripped it away from him. I thought it should have been Dallas's ball, and I was amazed.
I thought the same thing.
Rhea,
I was stunned.
I was amazed that it wasn't, I'll call it, properly reviewed. Like, that should have been, because it could have gone either way. Like, it was close.
There's no clear recovery, Joe.
Well, that's So, yeah, right. But it's a matter of whether Cooper Rush actually had the ball and was touched by Milton Williams.
Yeah,
or if it was like fumbling in his hands,
right,
we couldn't see it that way.
Had the ball or
I
not.
I had the same thought initially, but I assumed it must have been like moving.
How is that not reviewed longer? Because like they came right back, and here's the Eagles on the ball, 1st and 10. Like, okay.
It's like, all right.
I thought that was bizarre. But anyway, the Eagles win going away, and it was a beautiful victory. 215-592-9494.
Do you remember that thing, the extra stripe on their helmet, the red thing? White, blue. The Dallas Cowboys helmet.
Didn't
Do
notice
you remember
it. Did not
this
notice
before,
it.
Previously, seeing they did the red, white, and blue helmet edition?
I didn't notice it.
Didn't notice it.
Really?
Oh. Could be for Veterans Day. I don't know. Anyway, it's all our veterans.
I bet that is what it is.
You know, obviously, we appreciate you. I don't know if that was a Veterans Day thing.
I bet that is what it is, Joe.
Yeah, notable.
And yes, Veterans Day today.
Notable holiday for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to the phone. So your reaction on the Eagles, very convincing win. Now, whether it convinces you that they're a legit Super Bowl team, that obviously hangs in the balance and for people to determine. But within the game itself yesterday, it was convincing. I mean, Dallas stinks. And the Eagles are pretty darn good. How good? We'll see ultimately, but they're pretty darn good. Let's go to Anthony in New Jersey, who kicks us off. Anthony, good morning, pal.
Hey, good morning. Let's go!
You know it, Anthony.
Let's go! Hey, I want to thank you guys for the tickets, man, for the fight, man. I had an awesome time, man.
Good.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Super.
Thank you. Hey, nobody speaks about we are a drop pass away from being 8-1.
I thought of that. Yeah, I thought of that yesterday. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Hey, I'm feeling real great about this Eagles team right now. I don't care who it is, man. The Lions, 49ers, line them up, man. Line them up. We are ready. Big shout out to Nick Sirianni. Got this team playing well. Well, what?
We're getting better. We're watching this team improve, and it feels that's a comfort. I don't know that we're there yet. I know that I look around the league and it seems like other teams I thought were closer to there, man, they've taken steps back. And I do feel like this 1% approach that Nick Sirianni preaches, even though at times some of his stuff man, it does feel teachery and hokey, like elementary school teachery, like in a bad way. But then it works. Then it does seem effective.
Yeah, Anthony, I got to tell you,
argue.
Anthony, I think Sirianni deserves a lot of credit today, and I'm glad you said what you said there.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. He has his team playing well, very exceptionally well. You look at last year and the collapse and how everything's folded. Nick Sirianni has responded, and he got this team playing better, man. And I love it. I love what I'm seeing right now, and I love it.
I agree with you, Anthony.
Both
good call.
Games too. The two games in this, you know, winning streak where after we were talking about Sirianni more than the win, the Cleveland game and then the Jacksonville game.
Yep.
They bounced right back and kick butt the next week. Which, to the Nick point, like, if we're at all concerned about the problems he's causing for them, it doesn't seem to be a big problem.
Yeah, I mean, look, I do think they play hard for him, and I do think his attention to detail on certain matters is good. I mean, they took the ball away a lot yesterday. He talks a lot about trying to take the ball away and stripping guys in the midst
of
tackle.
Talk about the players talk a lot about how, I think it was Zach Bond, or they discuss, they rip it out. They focus, they talk about taking it away. They're becoming like pains in the butt trying to punch it out when the backs aren't ready. You know, they're trying to rip it out from those wideouts when they're least expecting it and no one's around down the sideline 40 yards. And it's paying dividends.
Here's the thing about yesterday. It's a little bit of a conundrum, though. Other than, I almost said Amari Cooper. Other than, help me out, 88. What's
CD Lamb?
Other than CD Lamb, is anybody on that team any good on offense?
No.
No.
Like, their tight end, like Ferguson's fine. Like, he's like a middle-of-the-road tight end.
I mean, Ezekiel Elliott as a starting back is a joke. Guess he was cooked 3 years ago.
It was like amusing to watch because he is completely cooked.
He's completely cooked. And then they show Jerry at the one point in the booth and he's not even there. You got to look at Stephen Jones in an empty seat.
He
I'm
was
like, come
looking
on.
To close the curtains.
Give me my moment of satisfaction to see Jerry Jones's false face. John, what's he on now? He's on his fifth face, his sixth face?
Seven, I would go.
Seventh face? We didn't even get to see his face. That was annoying. All right, let's go to Paul right now. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I got to tell you, you know how much I love this sports show. But to sit and talk about the Super Bowl on this team, I mean, We played a practice squad yesterday, and at the half, it was iffy of what
I know.
Was going to happen.
I know. I get it.
All right.
I mean, Super Bowl teams.
Paul,
Super
but
Bowl
that, sometimes that
teams,
sometimes it takes a half to work some things out, and that's sort of the way it felt yesterday.
They did wallop them in the end, Paul. I mean, the game was over with 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The game was completely over.
Well, they didn't play a team that had starters.
I understand.
Our roster versus a team that doesn't have starters should do that and more. I mean, it's you guys talk
You're
about
right.
wins and how you win. Super Bowl teams, it's how they win.
Are the Chiefs a Super Bowl team?
Are the Chiefs a Super Bowl team? You have to say they are, guys.
All right. Well, yesterday at halftime, they trailed the Broncos 14-3.
Every single one of their wins. I mean, like even the first game of the season, Isaiah Likely touches the line. Like it's like they've won every game close to Chiefs.
Paul, here's how I'll slice through. Paul, hold on a second. Let me just tell you this. So I hear you, okay? And I think you know, hopefully you know, I'll keep it real. So, do I know for sure the Eagles are, like, definitely a Super Bowl team? Of course not. And am I confused about what they're putting out there? Yes. However, with what this league has shown this year, I think it would be foolish to not consider the real possibility that the Eagles could make
it
there.
It's wide open.
I mean, Paul, if Detroit doesn't win at the end yesterday, the Eagles are tied for the best record in the conference.
But how is Detroit winning? Other than yesterday, they are slamming.
That's
every
true.
Team
that's fair. That's fair.
But they're the only team doing that.
Yeah.
The only one.
Yeah, that's true.
We
that's
are also true. Slamming.
All right, Paul. Interesting
every
phone call.
That we beat.
No, not every. They have started
come
to now.
On,
no, they barely
man.
Got by Cleveland.
Since
they barely
the
got
bye.
By Cleveland.
Since the bye, come on.
Cleveland's the only one. The Jags game, they took their foot off the pedal, but like three out of four quarters, and every other game, but the Browns game, they've dominated.
Since halftime of the Giants game, they've played good football. They were shaking the first half versus the Giants, and since then it's been a lot better. It's great to have a team that we're excited about. And that last caller not too excited, as you heard there. It was an interesting phone call. Which leads to this Twitter poll question of the day on this fine Monday morning, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. Here's the question. Are the Eagles, in fact, a legitimate Super Bowl contender? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. You know, one of the things that has really, really, really helped lately is the defense. Now, of course, it helps to face bum quarterbacks, and they've faced a bunch of them in the last month. But the defense is playing some great football. Nick Sirianni recognizes it. Vic Fangio obviously has made a notable difference. That's clear. And players are playing better, and plus you got the infusion of the young guys, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, who really have made a heck of an impact, not to mention guys like Jalen Carter up front and others. Let's get to Sirianni after the game when talking about a dominant performance by his defense.
That kind of happened in the Brazil game, too, against the Packers. They just kind of helped us stay in it when it wasn't going great. I think the defense has done a really nice job. They played a great game today. Forcing that turnover, I think after our turnover, was huge to keep it at 7-3. But they played, I just thought that they started fast, they played great throughout the entire game. We tackled, I love when we tackle well. I mean, we've tackled really well.
John, can you tell if the defense is really legit? And here's what I mean. When we talk about these bad teams Eagles are facing, for the most part, and look, some of them have bad defenses, but for the most part, they're horrible offenses. Daniel Jones, freaking Trevor Lawrence, sure. Cooper. Like,
yeah, do you think can this defense hold up to Patrick Mahomes picking them apart, going, you know, taking what they allow? I don't know that any defense can do that when Mahomes and Andy Reid are their best. But yeah, this team can do that to that team.
What about
right
this team
now
versus San Fran? So think about what San Fran would bring.
This team can do that to San Fran right now and to the Lions right now. Even though the Lions were, man, they were impressive yesterday coming back the way that they did. They're a resilient group. That's what you see coming through, you know, like just brimming over with the Detroit Lions. I think right now you're seeing, man, there's a lot that's wrong with everybody, and then there's a few teams who have added some additional elements to the way that they play that make them different and make them better. We are tougher on defense than I remember us being, like that in a great way. Our defense is a little bit nasty, a little bit edgy. We are doing things now with Jockey and our linebackers that it's so much more aggressive in a simple way. It like satisfies me and you and everyone else when Zach Bond gets up there in the line of scrimmage and messes with that offense a little bit and then drops back and then decides he's going to come hell or high water, go after the quarterback. That's cool. I like watching that stuff. And that's the way Vic Fangio calls these games. And it works great for us. For me, for the defense.
Well, we know it works when you face bad offenses, you know. Hey, yeah. James, have you thought, and again, everyone can weigh in on 215-592-9494 if you think this defense is truly legit. James, have you thought about the interesting Howie Roseman conundrum with linebackers now? Zach Bond, a free agent.
We talked about it on our podcast, Elliot and I. Yeah, it's Trotter Jr. coming along, all that stuff.
Here's the reality. Zach Bond's a free agent in half a season. And N'Kobe Dean's a free agent in a year and a half and eligible for a contract extension when the season's over. So, James, what do?
You sign both of them? You certainly sign Zach Bond. I mean, you absolutely have to. He's been, I mean, one of the best players on this football team this year. One of the most important players this year.
So you think they go out of their usual
comfort
pattern
zone, so to speak. Yeah.
You mean like they did with Saquon?
Saquon, yeah. But which they haven't done often.
Yeah. You know, the game has brought us to this point where just different priorities.
I mean, I'll
Once
say
upon
this.
A time, there used to be a fullback on every team.
I get it.
Things change.
It's really going to be an interesting one because, sure, I think we'd all like to have Zach Bond back, but what's the money? And part of the Eagles' philosophy is I can go find someone else. And credit to them with Zach Bond coming out of T.J. Edwards.
They've never been able to.
Well, but they did this time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So just sign him.
And they did with T.J. Edwards when they had him cheap. So I don't know. I don't know how that's going to shake out. I just know I'm starting to think about, especially because right now you can negotiate with a player and try to sign him during the season.
And how he usually does that. Like, the 2022 Often. Was the only year, and they were like, we didn't want to mess with the mojo, but usually, like, around now,
sure.
we'll see those extensions.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. But N'Kobe Dean not eligible for an extension until after this season, but Zach Bond is eligible for one right now. Let's go to Dennis in Springfield. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Good morning, gang. Not only do the Cowboys stink, but they're going to be a bottom feeder for years to come. I absolutely love it. That team is absolute garbage. But
well, I think that's too far a statement. I mean, we've seen
no,
seen in football teams. Dennis, teams can turn it around in 2 years in pro football.
Okay, I mean, they can't. They got no players.
Well, you're right.
Their cap situation?
This year, Dennis, it was crazy the way that they mismanaged the cap. It felt bizarre.
I know, but Dennis, just remember this. 2020, the Eagles were 4-11-1. 2022, they had the best team in football. They didn't win the Super Bowl, but they had the best team.
Unless we trade them Harry Roseman, they're going to stink for a long time.
Well, I think Belichick's getting ready to saddle up either there or New York. I mean, I think he's going to have his pick of Dallas or New York. I really do.
Well, now, as far as the Eagle goes, I feel sorry for fans like Paul. They're 7-2. If they're not a Super Bowl contender, then who is? Who is? Is Washington a Super Bowl contender? A team that lost at home yesterday and came a Hail Mary pass away from losing to the garbage
right,
Bears?
Right.
I mean, yes. Kansas City took a blocked field goal to win yesterday.
I agree with you.
And you know why I can't? Thursday night is when the big boys come out and we separate the men from the boys. I can't wait to see Fangio against their quarterback. I can't wait.
Well, especially
because heard about Hurts.
Yeah.
But all we ever heard about Hurts was, oh, wait till some of these experienced coordinators get all blah blah blah. Well, you know what? He's walking in. I think he's walking in a hornet's nest Thursday night, and with. You know, Kenyon Mitchell with Cooper DeJean and with Zach Brown, you have three possible Pro Bowl defensive players right there. I mean, they're playing unbelievable, and that doesn't go away. I mean, they have that talent, they have that ability, and
they do.
I'm excited.
They're very talented.
I'm excited.
All right, Dennis, good phone call.
I like this idea, but it doesn't. It's sort of uncomfortable talking about, hey, we're going to get after a young quarterback with our defense that I want to trust and I want to really believe can get after a young quarterback and confuse him a little bit. But this is sort of uncharted. This is an area that we haven't done
well, much
of.
Let me tell you something that's totally uncharted, at least in my lifetime. Yeah, in my lifetime as an Eagles fan, I'll tell you something that's totally uncharted. A potentially long-term great star defensive back returning punts. John, does that continue? Like, knowing, so I'm listening to Dennis talk there, how good Cooper DeJean is, and we see how good he is on punt returns.
Yeah.
And then I think, you know, Britton Covey at some point is going to come back. So what gives then?
Probably Britton Covey goes back to returning.
I don't think Fangio wants Cooper back there.
I mean, you wouldn't think he would, but you see the impact he makes. It's And it's, you know, a guy like Covey's good punt returner.
Covey has been outstanding returning also.
I agree.
And it is a risk that I don't.
It's also the only thing Britton Covey does. You don't do it. Well, actually, I take that back. A little bit on offense this year.
A little bit. Starters are very rarely utilized as return guys, and Cooper is now a starter. You got to look at him
and a good
as an
one.
Important starter.
Hugely important.
A guy that makes the sort of things tick. So, yeah, I would guess that's going to be trending in the unexciting direction.
That'll be, you know, we'll talk to Elliot. We got a couple things this week to talk to Elliot about as our Eagles reporter. What do they do when that moment comes? What do they do with the contract situation with Zach Bond in season? You know, there's some interesting stuff there, but
that's got to be taken care of. I mean, that feels, the Zach Bond thing feels like it's imminent. It must happen soon.
I don't know,
right?
Man. I mean, I remember
this is how he's MO.
But this is a linebacker.
I know.
I remember when Sean Barber had his big year in 2002, and we knew it was a 1 year deal. It was a big year, and then
gone.
He was gone. I mean, let's also get to the Got It During window to the weekend. Look back at some of the other stuff from the from the weekend. Got It During window. Buy a window or door and get the second at half off with 18 months interest free financing. Call Got It During window at 1-877 Go Got It or visit goguida.com. All right, we'll rifle through some of these other things from the weekend. So the Sixers win yesterday. They beat Charlotte. They beat them by 2 points. James, this would not be what you consider a quality victory, right? Just want to make sure.
No.
Beating the Hornets by two. Well,
how about the rookie? We've got to give the rookie Jared McCain credit.
Let's remember they also lost by 10 to the Lakers on Friday
as well this weekend. I'm well aware. Look, the Sixers thing, we'll see. You know what's going to be fascinating tomorrow? And we'll get into this tomorrow. When Joel is introduced, how does the crowd react?
Oh, wow.
Is he cheered? Is he booed? Is
That's
it a standing
be
ovation?
A mix, can't you?
I think it'll be a mix.
It's going to be a soup.
Yeah. It's going to be
melange.
A lot.
Melange.
So
we'll get into that tomorrow, but that'll be an interesting thing. All right. Boots Ennis won his fight Friday, Saturday night, Wells Fargo Center. Congrats to Boots.
I mean, not surprising. He came on our show.
He came on our show.
You'd expect to win after
winners.
That.
Winners. Flyers doing Flyers things, you know, the whole deal. It's going to be an
uphill. Is Mishkov ever going to play again, or is he just done for the year?
Are
we shutting him down? What's happening?
By the way, talk about something we'll get into more tomorrow. The Phillies with a wild announcement on Friday. So the GM is going to be in charge now moving forward of, like, business operations to try to raise money to sign players. So he's getting an MBA at Wharton.
Is that not crazy?
Well, he's not going to be the GM anymore.
I'm aware. He's not the GM. So they move him. They move Fold to the financial side of things. At the conclusion of an MBA at Wharton, very strange, Mattingly's son becomes the GM. The whole thing is just...
Shout out to Preston Mattingly. Bright guy. He's really good for what it's worth. Or has been really good in the role he's been in.
What is this
I've
exactly?
I've never heard of anybody guy having to go to college before he can get the
grad
job.
School, but yes.
I find the whole thing so weird. I asked a buddy over the weekend who would know more than me. I said, Is this a promotion for Sam Fold or a demotion?
It feels like, and I'm probably way off base. I have no idea.
I was told it's a promotion.
Okay. That's the way they'll couch it. Doesn't it feel like it's lateral at best? Well, and it's going to be different
and
someone else who's really great at his job to be more prominent in a GM-ish capacity.
Here's the thing. Middleton made a point in that Athletic article last week, and I didn't like this sentence, depending on what it means, where he's talking about we got to find other revenue streams, including some stuff internally where we might do differently. And I'm thinking, does that mean he's cutting workers? Or does that just mean I'm trying to get, advertisers to spend more money? What does that mean? And then they take a general manager and they make him in charge of business. Like, I don't know. It's a strange...
And send him to school.
It's just a weird... It's just weird. I mean, whether it's good or bad, it's weird.
Some people are really good at going to school.
and look, Wharton's a pretty damn good school to go to.
I get it, but, All right, so let's also get to one other thing from the weekend and then back to the game. Because this ties into the game. Sirianni had a big uh-oh moment on Friday.
A whoopsie-daisy, we called it on Saturday.
This definitely could be a fine. Let's go back
could
to...
Could be.
Yeah.
They will be fined.
Let's go back to Friday. It's after our show, and Sirianni's at the podium doing a press conference. Jalen officially had previously been listed as having missed practice due to... an ankle.
Rest. Listed for rest.
My fault.
Yes.
I said it backwards. Listed for rest. But Sirianni's talking at the talking at the podium about an ankle. Listen to this very awkward exchange.
You haven't really seen Jalen be held back for load management before. What was behind that? Wednesday.
Yeah, he's dealing with it was on the injury report, dealing with the ankle, and just making sure we're precautious with everything.
He wasn't on an ankle. I'm sorry,
Taylor
hurts.
What's that?
It was a rest.
That was a rest, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem.
I thought you were talking about something else. All right.
Is Jalen dealing with an ankle problem?
Mm. No, rest.
I love Elliot being like, so.
Yeah, it's so good, man.
That is classic.
He said, I thought you were talking about something else.
There are several Jalens on the team.
He was trying to recover after he knew he screwed up.
Oh, my Lord.
I love the what's that when they're like, we're talking about Jalen. He's like, what's that?
Yeah, that was really.
I thought you were talking about something else. And he even tried.
Oh my gosh.
My 13-year-old does something very similar.
Yes.
I'm familiar with the mumble and speak lower and just try to.
That wasn't me. I didn't do that. That was them.
That was somebody else. That was no.
So you know who was a team player yesterday? Jalen Hurts postgame. Let's listen to Jalen postgame about his ankle. And he's I think he's trying to help the team not get fined. I don't think it's gonna make a difference. But here's Jalen post game on the ankle.
There's a report that you hurt your ankle. You are dealing with something with your ankle, and Nick accidentally said something about there being an ankle last week. Is that something that you're dealing with?
I'm fine. Did it look like it was hurting today?
I'm just asking if there's an injury or something.
I'm just asking how it looked. I watched the whole game.
All right, he may have given the exact same answer if that exchange Friday hadn't happened, but I tend to think he was going out of his way to try to help the organization.
And it did look fine,
He did look fine. All right, so that was a funny moment from Friday. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Reminder, Ray Dittinger joins us coming up in about an hour, 7:55, the Diddy, every Monday morning. Your chance to weigh in on the Eagles and that really outstanding victory. Well, listen, outstanding is... They didn't beat an impressive team, but they beat them impressively.
In the
second half. Yeah. No, the first half it hung in the balance. But the second half, the third quarter, it was a runaway. Let's go to Mike in Douglasville. Mike, good morning.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hi, Mike. Doing great.
So I have to say, yesterday's game was probably the first game this season that I have actually watched and enjoyed. It is always a beautiful thing when you beat Dallas, especially going into Dallas.
Sure.
But to beat them the way we did, I've called in and I've said, you know, I've got questions about Hurts. I got questions about Sirianni. I said after last week's win, you know, I'm back in on Hurts. He played really well. I'm now ready to say I am back in on Sirianni. They beat a bad team because they're bad. I mean, that defense that was out there yesterday, yes, I understand Cooper Rush, Trey Lance, all that. The tackling on this team has been phenomenal. And just some of the plays that these guys are making, and I don't think it should go without saying, even Jahan Dotson the past 2 weeks, he had that catch last week that was, you know, the bobbling around. But he had another catch yesterday that was just shocking. I mean, he's going down the sideline and he's got to turn around and adjust how his body, and he just still is able to come down to it.
He's a pro wide receiver. He's made some nice plays for us in a relatively short period.
You know what it reminds me of a little bit, Mike? It reminds me of Todd Pinkston, who wouldn't make many catches, but he would make one or two big ones down the field. Like, that was his role.
And then they'd throw to him a sideline pass and it would go nowhere.
Pinkston or Dotson? Which one?
Pinkston.
Well,
they only throw one pass a game to Dotson. Right. So.
So, Mike, it's to me a little bit of a grain of salt when I hear you praise him. Like, yes, I hear you, but there's still got to be something lacking because otherwise he'd get the ball more.
No, absolutely. But it's just, you know, he's making the best of the targets he's getting. And I mean, just watching how this team is responding and answering and you know, the play calling the past 2 weeks, especially the last 2 weeks, has been phenomenal. And Sirianni did not – I don't think there was really any critical moments where it was just like, you know, a head-scratching move, you know, could you do this, could you do that? But it didn't seem like he was trying to get in his own way.
There weren't those moments. But, Mike, you know what Sirianni deserves a lot of credit for? And damn it, I'm going to say it. Dog mentality.
Oh, no.
He was
but
all jokes aside, seriously, so I'm using a term that he uses, obviously, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but here's what he means by that, and here's what I mean by what I just
Cooper
said.
Cooper DeJean brings
no,
that.
No, I know, but here, Mike, here's what I mean. He was being dragged through the mud around here, to a large extent,
absolutely,
rightfully so, and that's not easy to deal with, and he kept his focus. He's got his team playing good football. There are some people that would not bounce back from that type of criticism as effectively. I give Sirianni a lot of credit. I mean, a 5-game winning streak, I don't care who you play, is still impressive, particularly in the midst of the kind of adversity he faced early this year.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm actually saying, like, I'm back in on him because I drug him through the mud. I ridiculed the dude ridiculous. I mean, I was in on him coming back into this season.
Yep.
But I mean, at the 2-2 start, I wanted this guy gone.
Listen, a lot of people wanted him gone after last week. Mike, appreciate the phone call, man. By the way, Hurts also demonstrated that yesterday because that was a rough first half for Jalen and a tremendous third quarter. And that's a really – it's like the hammer last week and beat the hammer. I got the first question wrong. Got the first question wrong. Now, I didn't know the other guy got three right, but I get the first question wrong. I bear down, I knuckle down, and I get four right in a row to win. That's what winners do. 215.
That's
James. You're just looking at
you
me like
you just went too far. It's just too much.
Hurt Sirianni the hammer. Dog mentality. 215-592-9494.